her, she's 81 years old, and patients in her family. 81 years old, mashallah. That's above the average of the Ummah, because the hadith says from 60 to 70. However, all you have to think about is one hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best of people, man tala amruhu wa hasana amruhu. Those who have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the umr. This lifespan is a gift, it's actually your capital, the investment. But the condition is that you invest it well and wisely. Because that's the best of them, those who have a long life and done righteous deeds. And it could be not a ni'mah, a niqmah. It couldn't be just a blessing, it could be actually a fitna, a test for you. How? If you have a long life, but you invested in evil, that is the worst of people. So all you have to remember, brothers and sisters, Allah gives you a gift every day to be able to come back and repent to Allah and to do righteous deeds. So how you spend it is up to you. What you deposit is up to you. You could be a leader of good or a leader of bad. مفتاح للخير مغلاق للشر لله رجال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses of slaves and servants. It could be keys to open the gates of goodness and close the gates of evil. Or you could be the other way around. You could be one that actually opened the gates of evil and closed the gates of good. May Allah protect us from that. So remember, don't worry what will people say, because they will say after you're long gone, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So remember, what legacy you will leave behind is that will be your investment in the hereafter. May Allah have mercy on Sister Munga, patience on her family. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to give her the bat, the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave in the hereafter, and make her give a piece of heaven and a piece of hope, and have mercy upon her.